The following message is brought to you by the Ezra Institute for Contemporary Christianity. To learn more about the Ezra Institute's mission to advance the Lordship of Christ, please visit www.ezrainstitute.ca.
Joe, it's great to be here in your study for another episode of Cornerstones. Today we're discussing the Islamic worldview. And in your most recent article in a Jubilee edition, you were talking about the doctrine of Tawhid, which is fundamental to the Islamic worldview. Now, you've written that Tawhid is essentially self-destructive in its nature, which I think is quite a bold claim to make. Could you just elaborate a little bit more on that?
So when we talk about Christianity and Islam, we do need to think immediately about exploding the idea that we're talking about a similar or even related, really, directly related conception of God. So Allah is the Arabic name simply for God. It was the name for a supreme deity in the pre-Islamic Arabian Peninsula, and it's simply the Arabic name for God in Islam. But when the Muslim speaks about God and the Christian speaks about God in the Christian sense, we are talking about a very, very different understanding of God's being, the most basic of which is, for Christianity, God is Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God coexisting eternally in the relational community of three persons. Whereas in Islam, God is a monad, a unitary being, a singularity. Relationality is not basic to God's being in Islam. And nothing can be compared to God or is like God in Islam. So whereas in Christianity, human beings are made in the image of God, and in fact, in Hebrews 1, we're told that Christ is the exact imprint of his nature. He's an exact representation of the nature of God. Such that in Islam would be blasphemy. The idea that anybody images God or represents God in that way. So if you asked a Muslim what's the most foundational doctrine in Islam, the most basic doctrine of Islam, they would say Tawhid or Tawhid, which is the absolute unity of God, whereas the Christian would say the most basic doctrine is God as Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. You add the God the Son is offensive to the Muslim because you are taking away from the unity of God and therefore somehow from his transcendent dignity and his power and so on and so forth. So critically, we are speaking about different beings when we talk about the foundational doctrine of God.
Thank you for listening to this message brought to you by the Ezra Institute for Contemporary Christianity. Please feel free to share it with friends, but do not charge for or alter the material in any way without the express written consent of the EICC. Thank you.